Some other news today, Wisconsin holds a Democratic primary to choose a challenger to Republican Governor Scott Walker. The governor faces a recall vote next month, June 5th, courtesy of a protest movement that turned in more than enough signatures to force that election. The two leading Democrats spent their final full day of campaigning focusing their attacks on Governor Walker rather than each other. NPR's David Shaper reports.
It's cash only at the simultaneously greasy and quaint historic Frank's Diner in downtown Kenosha, Wisconsin. The prices are low and the food piled high. The specialty is a heaping mash of hash browns, veggies, eggs, and meat called the Frank's Garbage Plate.
Two meat, veggie, table eight.
And at Frank's, the motto is be nice or leave. So Amber Rodriguez, a bartender from nearby Racine, tries to put this nicely. When it comes to working people, she says Governor Scott Walker, well, hasn't been very nice.
It doesn't really seem like he's trying to do anything to help anybody. He seems like he's going more towards bigger businesses and, you know, trying to give them whatever they want.
Shortly after taking office last winter, Walker and his fellow Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature infuriated public employees in the state, pushing through a law eliminating almost all of their collective bargaining rights. And Wisconsin has been on fire politically ever since. Rodriguez says she isn't sure yet who she'll be voting for in today's Democratic primary, but for her and many others, it doesn't seem to matter much who wins, as long as it's someone who can beat Scott Walker in the recall election June 5th.
Hey, folks, just want to say hello. My name is Tom Barrett. I'm running for governor. Hi, how are you doing?
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett was the Democratic nominee for governor in 2010 and narrowly lost to Walker. Now, just 18 months later, he wants a second chance. Barrett spent lunchtime shaking hands and chatting with voters in this and two other crowded Kenosha diners and cafes. And as he campaigns, Barrett says he's not focusing at all on his primary opponents.
I'm just focusing on Scott Walker. That's who I'm focusing on. And I think the state wants someone who can restore trust to government, someone who can start healing these divisions in this civil war that Scott Walker started, someone who's going to focus on jobs here in the state of Wisconsin as opposed to traveling around the country giving fundraising speeches.
But before he can get his rematch of 2010, Barrett first must defeat a formidable primary opponent, former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk.
Falk for governor! Falk for governor!
Falk is campaigning in Mayor Barrett's backyard in Milwaukee's north side with public employees whose unions helped gather the nearly 1 million signatures on petitions that made this recall election happen. So while Barrett leads in recent polls, Falk says her campaign is something Barrett's doesn't.
My campaign has the support of this big tent, this unprecedented coalition of groups, such as labor groups behind me, environmental groups, women's groups, community organizing groups. All those organizations have endorsed my campaign, and that's what it takes to beat a governor who's got $25 million.
Falk, Barrett, and two other Democrats on the ballot have all vowed to unite behind the winner of today's primary. And that makes this preliminary election just that.
This is sort of like the opening act at a rock concert.
Mordecai Lee is a professor of governmental affairs at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
The electorate almost doesn't care who the Democratic nominee is. The electorate has taken sides. And people in Wisconsin, whether they're for Governor Walker or against Governor Walker, are very hyped up. They're very energized.
And Lee says that means after this warm-up vote today, this be nice phase of this campaign will give way to a long month of intense angry attack ads leading up to the main show June 5th. David Shaper, NPR News, Milwaukee.